It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business.
720 WGN, Steve Cochran Show. It's just business time. We're also, of course, paying attention to the weather in town. As we say, light snow out by the airport, but if you see some of the pictures that are being sent in from the northern suburbs and some of the areas, even in Wisconsin, you're seeing some pretty substantial snowfall. Keep those photos coming. It's fun to see. We should make a gallery. I don't know. I don't want to make more work
for
you.
Hey, I'm on it. I'm on that gallery right now.
Like, look at me. I'm.
Look at you.
Someone make me a gallery.
Commanding.
Oh, that sounds like a good gallery. 312-981-7200. You can text us your photos. But yeah, you're seeing a lot of back porches that have
And when you text the photo, if you could say where it's at, where it's so at, I can tag the photos, that'd be great.
A lot of stuff from DeKalb area, some Antioch, some other areas, listening areas as well.
Okay, so there's like locally heavier amounts?
Yeah, there's heavier amounts. If you get up to the Antioch area right now, you don't want to be there. If you go to where
what are we talking?
I'm going to text my daughter. She lives there.
If there's
they're
white,
big.
I want to see white on top of green.
I would say, I mean, look 2-3 inches on the porch.
Yeah.
Right? Like they're doing the classic porch where they don't actually go outside. They do it from their back and you can see like the inches accumulating. Why are you such a doubter, Dave?
No,
you
seem just,
he's mad he didn't snap a photo, I think.
Yeah. It was 10 minutes to 4 and I was thinking, should I take a picture? No.
All right, we'll pay attention to the snow because it's forecast to stick around in some parts of the area throughout the morning commute. Well, it's time for the Download of Chicago Business, which is sponsored by Signature Bank. This is a segment where we talk to some of the business leaders in our area to get their story to better understand ours. If you are in the business of, if you have ever had a great slogan and then you said, you know what, I want to put that on a t-shirt, then you're very familiar with our next guest. joining us from the great company, Big Frog Custom T-Shirts and More, is Tina Bacon DeFries. She's the president and CEO of Big Frog, which has a number of stores in the Chicago area. Tina, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So
Great to be here.
I kind of joked about that, but I mean, you are in the business of custom T-shirts, and this is a business that has exploded in the last couple of years, where people used to take weeks for T-shirts to be produced, and companies far and wide have found out the formula to do it in less than a day. Talk about how you got into this business.
Well, it was kind of accidental. We actually were starting an online geek company. I'm an ex-scientist, and I was big into chemistry and biology. So we wanted to make our own T-shirts with cool slogans like "The gene pool needs chlorine" or "Don't lick the spoon." You know, just cute things that nerds would like, that like me. So when we put that online catalog up, we realized, oh, we can't afford to buy $50,000 worth of screen print inventory, and they're pretty hard to deal with and all kinds of fees. So we did some research and actually purchased a T-shirt printer, which is now featured in all of our stores. But when we had that printer going, we were actually featured on the local news here in Tampa Bay. And once people saw that printer and we could do T-shirts in 3 minutes for them, the roof blew off. And it was every small business, school, landscaper that needed T-shirts. And so we're like, well, the heck with this whole geek thing. Let's do T-shirts. We had no idea that we were a disruptor to the screen print, you know, market. So it's been amazing.
I didn't even think about little businesses and things like that, or teams that wanted a shirt. I've been just thinking about the individual funny slogans that you were saying there,
yeah,
Justin.
Yeah, but I mean, it really, Tina, this business, it used to be only for wholesalers, people who would buy. You couldn't even go to, I know, trying to buy, make T-shirts for whatever band or comedy group you were in. You would have to go to a wholesaler on the west side and negotiate a price. That has changed. This business now, you were seeing pop-ups and boutiques and people who deal with the fact that speed and efficiency is the premium.
Right, and high quality, too. You know, remember back in the 70s or in the 80s when there were those little kiosks in the mall where they'd print those, I don't know, dot matrix photos? Yeah, maybe you guys are too young for that.
Yeah, no, I remember
but
that.
They were really cruddy T-shirts, and now they're high-quality dyed garments with full-color capabilities, so it's really an amazing technology.
So, you know, as a business, you know, because you're a franchisee, the idea or franchise that, you know, there can be, you know, Big Frogs all over the country. Mm-hmm. What do you, as a business leader, what do you have to do to maintain that quality or make sure that that quality is to the standards that, that you just talked about?
Well, of course, we have compliance, but one of our key features or technologies we use are Net Promoter Score software. So all of our stores are rated by each customer from 0 to 10, and we know that they're performing or not performing based on that, as well as Google reviews. So we really keep an eye on that. And revenue really indicates when the brand isn't being upheld. If they're not providing that ultimate Big Frog customer experience, and, you know, in a neat environment, a boutique feel, and catering to the individual, we see that in their revenue as well. So it's much easier than you think because there's just so many ways to see what that customer is experiencing.
So you, in addition to just screen printing, you also do embroidery. You can do things on vinyl. How do you decide to when it's time to add another option without, you know, getting where it becomes cumbersome for running the efficiency of the business?
Well, that's definitely one of the things we worry about. We don't want the owners to be overwhelmed out of the gate. So we start with the basic full-color T-shirt printer. So everyone learns that for the first 90 days. Then we add vinyl because that's a natural supplement to your basic team wear. And then we have national vendors for screen print embroidery. We do not do those in-house. So we have vendors that pretty much help hold their hand and walk them through the system. And then they get the great buy-in rates from these vendors because we can, you know, we have such a big volume of business with them.
In this industry, as we talked about, the technology has changed, but the priority or the thought has been about graphic design. You've seen more and more customers coming in with a better understanding of what they want to put on a T-shirt, but also the technology that's behind it. Does that help or hurt you that the customer is much more engaged and I guess you would say, you know, ready to buy in this market?
It makes our job so much easier. I'd say 50% of our customers actually come in with a thumb drive with a design they already prepared themselves. And, you know, all we do is if we have to tweak it a little bit, it makes it much easier for us. And because it's full color printing, there's no limit to what we can do. So whatever they throw at us, we can print. So it's great.
Tina, with Veterans Day upon us here, could you share with us your story of what that impact has had on you and how it helps you run Big Frog?
What do you mean by that? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you grew up on military base.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I didn't. I wasn't tying it back.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So I know your dad was in the military. So, and you said
yes,
you learned a lot.
I was thinking in terms of fundraising, the stores, store owners are actually veterans, so I wanted to clarify. Yeah, I mean, that definitely makes you a type A personality. Growing up with my dad, there was no monkey business. You know, you were set a task and you do it. And I think that type of discipline helps you get through it, you know, kind of man up and get done what has to get done. But his structure really helped me. It probably made me a little too intense, I should say. But my business partners are more laid back, so we get through that. But yeah, I mean, that military upbringing is amazing, and I'm so fortunate that I was in there with my dad.
Tina Bacon DeVries is the president and CEO of Big Frog Custom T-Shirts and More. There are locations in the Chicago area, Naperville and Shorewood. Tina, thank you so much for being our guest today on the Download Chicago Business. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
There you go. A little custom T-shirt conversation on this gloomy, snowy Friday morning here on the Steve Cochran Show.